Markets closed lower for the week on the back of extended weakness in semiconductor stocks and other big tech names. On the geopolitical front, the US and Iran reportedly agreed to continue negotiations to reach a deal within 60 days. President Donald Trump, however, accused Iran of launching a drone attack on a cargo ship transiting through the Strait of Hormuz. With the US military retaliating against Iran on Friday and increasing tensions between the two. Oil futures dropped over 9% last week, with Brent trading around $73 a barrel as the market reacts to the increased flows exiting the strait. In economic news, US core PCE inflation, the Fed's preferred inflation metric, rose in line with consensus, and personal income and spending exceeded expectations. Additionally, the US first quarter GDP growth estimate was revised higher to 2.1%, up from 1.6%. Looking at the week ahead, US markets will be closed on Friday for Independence Day. However, before then, focus will be on US jobs data, the ECB's annual forum in Portugal, as well as progress in US-Iran discussions. The main event arrives on Thursday with the US non-farm payrolls report, which is expected to come in at 110,000 jobs added, down from 172,000 in May, while the unemployment rate is forecast to remain unchanged at 4.3%. The report will closely be watched after the Fed signaled a more hawkish stance at its last meeting. Additionally, Fed Chair Kevin Warsh is expected to speak at the ECB forum and provide a clearer read on the central bank. In Europe, inflation is expected to slow to 3% on Wednesday with lower energy prices. In China, PMI data is expected to point to continued softness with sluggish activity and sentiment. Eyes will also be on Nike and General Mills reporting earnings this week and providing insights on the consumer, as well as Amazon's AWS summit for updates on cloud and AI initiatives. Turning to South Africa, second quarter consumer confidence fell sharply, reflecting the impact of the Iran conflict and higher fuel prices on household sentiment. Producer inflation also accelerated more than expected, rising to 7.8% in May as fuel cost increases filtered through the economy. On the corporate front, FirstRand pre-close update pointed to resilient operational performance, with no deterioration in credit quality, echoing the positive commentary from Standard Bank. And this week, we expect Absa to deliver a similar update. In the week ahead, focus turns to May private sector credit extension and second quarter inflation expectations on Tuesday, followed by the June Absa PMI and new vehicle sales on Wednesday. That's it for now. Have a great week.